Hey, I'm Jake. I'm a sex and love addict. I'm going to record myself because recording yourself is great. You could record yourself and send it to audio@slaalosangeles.org to contribute to the audio library that Los Angeles has, because there are very few, or proportionally few, recordings of SLAA speakers in this program. And you could also consider doing some kind of recording project for the journal this month. I'm grateful to be here, grateful that Eric asked me to speak, grateful to see familiar faces. I hate waking up early. I am not a morning person, and despite having a 2.5-year-old child and working quite a bit at normal people stuff, I still am not a morning person. But program comes first for me, so the fun thing that I do in the middle of the night on Saturday night, I did not do that. And surprisingly got a normal amount of sleep and feel pretty normal, you know. But I've been sober for 10 years in this program, and one of the reasons that I think, and you know, I don't really know, but one of the reasons that I think I've been sober for 10 years in this program is that I put program first, no matter what is going on. And, you know, let me just clarify, it's really nice to be here. You know, it's very pretty and comfortable, and I like this whole deal, so I'm glad to be here. But no matter how I'm feeling, I put program first. You know, there are many weekends when I'd like to be with my wife and my kid that I meet with sponsees or listen to Fourth Steps instead, because program needs to come first. Because anything that I put before my program, I lose. And I don't want to lose what I have. You know, when I came into this program, I got dumped 14 times in 10 months in a really terrible relationship. I couldn't stay away from that relationship. You know, when I came into this program, I equated sex with self-worth and was always scheming on seducing people. And it was taking up a lot of my energy and focus. And when I came into this program, I was bending myself into a pretzel to try to be what I thought other people wanted me to be. So I dated people that I thought other people wanted me to date rather than people I wanted to date. I put tons of energy into social activities that I thought other people wanted me to engage in. I wasn't too happy about it, you know? So mostly I don't do that anymore. Mostly, Alan, come on, get in here, Alan.
How much did I miss?
all the important stuff. You know, these days I find myself with a tendency to bend myself into a pretzel to try to be what my wife wants me to be, or do what my wife wants me to do. And, you know, so that's like my ongoing process is, like, as a love addict, I want my wife to tell me that I'm smart and funny and awesome and that she loves me and, like, pet me every second of every day. I had a sponsee once that was telling me during the step work, he was like, I want to get that, a wife who just can't keep her hands off me. And I'm like, you don't understand. It's like, if you've been married for 10 years and your wife can't keep her hands off you, then something's going on. You know, so I got married in this program. I learned who I was in this program through going through withdrawal. And I learned what I like to do, and I learned, and I got new friends that also like the things that I like to do, and I showed up to sober dating as a person that, like, understood himself and could be honest about who he was, and so I got in a relationship where both people were honest about who they were, and we got married, and that's not the cash and prizes. I have a wife and kid. I have the life that I wanted to have, but that's not the cash and prizes. Because, like, marriage is a huge challenge. It's ongoing work. It's, a constant discussion of, like, how do we want to be today? Where are we at? What's going on? You know? It's not, like, happily ever after. It's more challenging. And, you know, if you're very new and you're in withdrawal, like, my sponsees have strict withdrawal when they're new because that's what I had and it worked really well for me. You know, you might feel like, oh, this person is, you know, told me that I can't date, I can't masturbate, I can't start conversations with people that I'd be interested in, I can't do this and that. And the funny thing is, like, when you're married, you can't do that. Anyway, like, your wife doesn't want to walk in on you watching pornography, and, you know, your wife doesn't want you to be dating. It's good practice. Withdrawal is good practice for, like, if you actually want to have that relationship and maintain that relationship, then you got to get that practice in. But, you know, my 2.5-year-old daughter is, like, my reason to do everything I do. I'm very happy to be with my family, and I have a life beyond my wildest dreams, thanks to 12 Steps. So I would suggest diving in. So this says, specific focus on my experiences that have led me to more faith and hope than I had in the days of my addiction. More faith. The reason I have more faith is because this program works and the spiritual aspects of this program work. I pray out loud when I need help. And the reason I do that is because it works. And I do that on an ongoing basis throughout the day, as much as I need it throughout the day. So, if I'm about to teach someone, I say, God, please help me to be present for this person. Please help me to listen to this person. Please help me to care about what they're saying. Please help me to do a good job. Please speak through me. I pray out loud for the stuff that I need. So if I'm obsessed with a person or I'm obsessed with the activity or whatever, I pray, God, please remove my obsession with such and such from my mind and from my heart. And it works. You know, this addiction is really intense. So at the times that I've been addicted to a person and been unable to stop thinking about them or whatever, I'll be praying that all day long. God, please remove my obsession with so-and-so from my mind and from my heart. God, please remove my obsession with so-and-so from my mind and from my heart. All day long. But, like, it works. You know, before I came to this program, I was in that relationship I told you about. I could not get away from it. I'm in, like, 5 programs. And I went to all the people from all those programs and worked all the inventories and stuff. And none of it did it. You know, none of it broke me from that. So I was powerless and I needed something else. And I saw that there's a group of people who were getting recovery and getting relief. And so I gave up and I asked all day long, you know. And there's a speaker I like, Aaron S. I haven't talked to him in a long time, but last time I heard him speak, he said that when he was new, he set like a alarm on his watch every hour, and every hour the alarm would go off, and then he would use that as a reminder to get in conscious contact with God. So all day long, he was new, he was struggling with staying sober, and so he set his alarm and would just remind himself every hour to stay in conscious contact with God, and that's what I need. And so what has increased my faith is that stuff works. It works for me. You know, I didn't have much faith. when I came into 12-step, my first prayer was, God, please help me to believe in you. And please help me to turn my life over to you. Because that's time's up. Because that's what I heard other people doing. And when I asked God for help believing in it, all of a sudden, a bunch of weird random coincidences started popping up over and over again throughout the week. And it was too much. So I said, all right, whatever, I'll try praying, you know. So that's the end of the share. Thanks for letting me share.